Everyone, and welcome back to the Recovering Healer podcast. My name is Rhea. I am the voice behind the Recovering Healer podcast. How are you all doing today? How are you all feeling? I hope you guys are having a good morning, noon, or night, wherever you're at. I also hope you guys are taking care of yourselves and your families if you have one. As for me, I am doing wonderful. Thanks for asking. So once again, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hello, everyone. How are you guys doing? How are you guys feeling? Please don't mind my voice. I'm getting over some just a little bit. All right. I've had a very, very busy day. So, yeah, but I wanted to come on here to just talk about the evolution of what my solid return looks like when it came to love. So going into my solid return, I had a very different ideology of love. And God revealed to me at a certain point within my solid return, which was, I think, right before that I was going to get married. I was going to be married. I was not given the time. I was not given information, but that was placed on my heart. And for a while, that was a battle because I originally thought it was going to be instant, right? On top of that, the following year, there was a series of engagements that I went through with different gentlemen. And I think one of the largest reasons that happened was because I started to change within myself. I became serious about relationships. And in turn, the gentleman that came to court me was like, oh my God, yes, I'll marry you now. Which I did not take lightly. That is such a blessing and to be honored in that sense, right? So throughout those times, every single time I would bring a gentleman to the feet of God, it was always no. I pray over everything, especially when entering into anything. So I had to go to God before I make any decision concerning my life overall. So God was like, no, 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 no. I began to get very, very frustrated. Because I just felt like, how come all these people are coming into my life, willing to honor me, wanting to honor me, asking to honor me, and the answer is no. And God later reminded me that he never sent certain people, or he did not put me and certain people together. So whatever ideology I had about certain unions was not his will, so it was not going to work out. And that's why I felt in my spirit I was not supposed to be with them, right? Fast forward to about 6 months or so later, I got involved with a gentleman. I wouldn't necessarily say involved, but there was a gentleman that came into my life that I really enjoyed his company. To the point where I thought that, yes, like, this was it. This was the gentleman I was supposed to marry, you know. We knew each other for a while, but there wasn't any progress. He did ask me several times to be his significant other. But it never felt right, so I always said no. Around later that year, marriage was presented to me when it came to this gentleman, and I did not get any confirmation from God, but I felt like after all the no's that God had told me, this was it. Like, I didn't even need to ask God nothing, because you already told me no. You already told me no a million times. Like, you bring this person into my life, in my head, you bring this person into my life. He was just right up my alley. Everything was organic. I really enjoyed him. I mean, organic to the point where, like, conversations just flowed, you know? And, oh my goodness, it was just so much fun. I enjoyed his company. He knew I was on a celibacy journey that was always respected and things of that nature. So they came a point was where meeting of the parents came on the table. And I started feeling that same resistance in my spirit that I felt with my first engagement and with the gentleman prior that asked for my hand in marriage. And I was very distraught, very, very upset, because I'm just like, God, ain't no way. Ain't no way. After all of this, after me thinking God owed me when my obedience is the one protecting me, right? Can you believe how cocky I am? Anyway, at that time. Anyway. The same way with my first ex-fiance, I wrestled with those feelings. Every single chance I got, my intuition was just so unsettled. And I could not see what the problem was. In my eyes, he was just made for me, right? I'm like, God, this is so perfect. You know, I feel so good. I feel so happy. But my spirit was just like, no. Like, I knew it was a no, right? And it came to a point where I'm like, God, why? Until God gave me a tiny, tiny, tiny glimpse of why. And from that tiny glimpse, I shut everything down. That glimpse, most people will be okay with it. But I knew God did that intentionally so that I could see why that was not the gentleman that God had for me, right? God also reminded me, by me accepting a marriage proposal from a gentleman that I'm not supposed to be with, is also delaying that gentleman's destiny to be with the person that God created them to be with. So I had to think about both of us, and I made the decision. It was a very hard decision, and it was my last straw. I was very, very upset with God, because I felt like, after everything, like, for once, I have arrived. I'm like, doesn't my obedience mean anything? Doesn't, you know, just going on my tangent, because the sadness was immense, you know. I could not believe it was happening again like it did with my first ex-fiance. And even in my quiet time with God, God reminded me, you did not come to me about both of these gentlemen at all. You did not. You did not ask me. You did not pray certain prayers that I put on your heart. You did it because you felt like, because you waited so long, or because you did this, you deserve, and you have to understand what I have for you. There will be so much peace around it that you don't have to feel like you could just hop in it and not ask me, in fear of me saying no. I would give you that confirmation before you even ask. And God reminded me, like, I never told you when you were getting married. I didn't reveal that to you yet, right? So, until I reveal that to you, you need to be in this place, in this hidden place that I have you. And that's what happened afterwards. God started really helping me dig deep into love, right? Remember when I said prior to my, I don't know if I said in this episode, but prior to my Saturn return, love looked very different. It was very surface level. I was terrified of love. I was terrified of relationships. So it's so much easier to just date and have these surface level relationships, because I was not going to be held responsible for anything, because part of love is responsibility. I was not required to do anything, because, hey, I'm still being courted and pampered and showered. So I don't really have to do nothing. And you know, as soon as things get hot and heavy or a little bit too serious, you know, I could dip out. But not this time around. God held a mirror up to my face and revealed everything about me when it comes to love, what I was running from. And that was really, really difficult for me because he started to strip away a lot of things that I use as a covering so that I won't step into what he called me to do. And I'm so grateful because if I had married before that time, I would not truly understand what marriage was about. I did not take it seriously. I didn't care for it. Mind you, I never wanted to get married. I never wanted to get children. The idea of marriage to me was just like, okay, everything's separate, you know. And yeah, husband-wife things. I just truly did not understand the coming together of one and how the person that God created to me, for me, we were a perfect fit for each other's life, and we were truly going to come together as one, and our marriage is going to be a, it's going to be a ministry on its own, right? So I went through a very, I walked a very lonely but comfortable road. I didn't miss anything. I never felt like I needed somebody within that time. I was very much at peace, you know. As a matter of fact, people calling my phone would annoy me. It would annoy me so much. I didn't answer for days. Not because I was, you know, mad at them, but it was, I just really wanted more time with myself and wanted more time with God. I began to figure out what works for me, what didn't when it came to certain things. And my mind shifted off, because God said I'm going to get married, I need to get married to what is my mission, right? What is my purpose individually and within marriage, right? What does God say about marriage when it comes to my role? How am I going to do things? How am I going to do things differently than what I grew up seeing to take away that fear? Because once you have the tools, you don't have the fear. And God gave me the tools through so many different avenues. My mentors were tremendous, so many different educational avenues. But my relationship with God was the number one teacher in helping me evolve and open up my heart to love like never before. I understood that love required things out of me that I did not understand before. And I became comfortable in the idea of love more than anything, the idea of divine love, the idea of true love, you know? and it was beautiful. It took a very long time. I would say almost 2 years. But remember, I was starting from scratch. This is a brand new foundation, a foundation that I've never seen before, you know? So allowing God to build it was by brick, piece by piece, removing the old stuff and just sitting with it. And I went from never wanting to get married to knowing that I could never see myself not being married, right? Which is a very beautiful, beautiful thing. God also started revealing why he did not have me make certain decisions or why didn't certain things happen for me. And it wasn't because I was not deserving. I cannot make certain moves without the person that God had for me, right? And in my mind at the time, I was like, well, but then I realized obedience is better than sacrifice, even when it comes to my words. So if I'm being asked to do something, it's for a good reason. I don't have to understand every little thing that is happening. My obedience will serve me well, right? Because it is my shield, it is my protection. So I just stopped asking. I just stopped expecting certain things, and I stopped making decisions without putting God first in everything that I do. you know. I started to get a bit nervous, not necessarily afraid, but nervous, because I'm just like, well, God, you know, what if this happens? And what if I don't, like, you know? And God reminded me that his promise still stands in every area of my life. And if I'm approached with an ultimatum or a request of any kind, and it is not a reflection of God's word, then it's not for me. And I took comfort in that, which is just such a beautiful thing. So, yeah, my Saturn return definitely changed me a lot when it came to that. I knew there was going to be something around that, but I didn't think it was going to be this transformative, you know. I really developed a relationship with God like never before. Like, God really reminded me it was just the two of us. Like, he was my foundation. It was just the two of us. Like, nobody else's opinion matters outside of what he has to say. I have received a lot of advice, a lot of opinions when it came to my life. And if God did not give the stamp of approval, if he did not send, I did not take up. The beautiful thing about that is I'm naturally very strong-headed, if that makes sense. And I've had to be, because I am the first in my lineage to make a lot of different decisions. So my strong-headedness is not necessarily to make me more difficult, but if I did not have that strong-headedness, I would have fell in the same exact trap. But I was determined. I was determined to fight for myself. And that's exactly what I did. So I'm grateful for my strong-headedness. I'm grateful for the confidence that strong-headedness gave me to persevere, even if I had to do it alone. I was determined to have a better life and a better future for myself, first and foremost. Okay, so shout out to my strong-headedness. That strong-headedness kept me afloat, okay? It kept me safe. It kept me protected, you know? God blessed me with that. God used that to really carry me here. So I'm very grateful for that strong-headedness. God told me, you need to let go of that strong-headedness. You are no longer fighting that battle. So it's important for you to just surrender onto me. Allow me to take away that strong-headedness and trust that the way that I have molded your life, you no longer need to be in that space. And that took me a while, but I just look at my whole Saturn return of how God made me a whole housewife. It was a prayer of mine, mostly jokingly, but serious at the same time, because I've worked for so long and so much, and I've sacrificed so much, and I've dedicated a lot of my time to healing, literally my whole 20s. I'm still in my 20s, by the way. I feel like I've been in my 20s for a long time, boy. Anyway, I've dedicated a lot of my time to that. And God, it was like my Saturn return. God said, that's enough. That's enough. Let me take care of you. I need you to relax. You know, I need you to chill. I need you to tap into who you truly are, which is that super soft, feminine, girly, happy woman. You know, I was no longer responsible for myself alone. I had God on my side, God taking care of me. Like, it was just such a beautiful thing. And I spent that time enjoying the most delicate parts of myself, taking care of my home, taking care of my flower garden, taking care of my herbs and my spices and my plants. You know, I wore pretty dresses and heels just to walk around the house, just sexy. And it's something that I love to do. I love lingerie. I love heels. I had to get rid of a lot of them when I moved because I wanted like a fresh start. So I need to get back into that. But that's the type of woman that I am. I'm very feminine, very soft. And if those responsibilities that I had were not taken off of me, if I didn't decide to move away because I wanted better for myself, I would have not fully been able to be in that space. And all of that healed me so much. I was taking luxurious bubble baths at 2 a.m. on a Tuesday. You know, it was just so, it is so beautiful. You know, God reminded me that I am a queen, and he created me this way because within all of this, I have purpose. You know, even reminded me in my femininity, my girliness, and my softness and my crybabiness, all of that is important for who he has for me and the children that he plans to bring forth for me, you know. And I embrace that even more. Like, being comfortable in your own skin is the most beautiful thing. And I'm so grateful that I got to experience, I am experiencing that, you know. So, yeah, currently, God have me doing some cleanup work. And, you know, he reminded me that this is not punishment, right? He reminded me that the work that he's asking me to do has nothing to do with the promise that he still has for me. That still stands, you know. However, before I step into the promise, there's some things that I need to close and things that I need to deal with. That would help me excel at the promise that he has for me. So, yeah, and that has not been easy. But because I went through the whole pruning that I did for the last 3-4 years, it has been a lot easier than what I was expecting. You know, the healing I've done, the emotional regulation, I was stripped of everything that I had known and given a brand new opportunity to be my nice, clean, gorgeous, authentic self. And oh my goodness, I'm so beautiful. I really am. Like, sometimes I'm like, I don't even recognize you. Like, I do, because it feels so good. So natural. But, like, yeah, like, I'm beautiful on the inside and the out, you know. But right now we're talking about the inside, right? But yeah, like, it took me a minute, but I've had to learn how to embrace the seasons that I'm in. Things always work out for me anyways, you know, and everything always works out for my good. So even though at first it might be rocky, because I tend to be a bit hesitant just because of the history that I've had, you know, the healing that I've had to do and how difficult and painful it was. So I'm a little bit hesitant at first, because it's naturally your instinct and your guard is going to be up, right? But when I've learned how to rest on God's promises for my life and the word that he has for my life, it became a lot easier to handle. So, yeah, that's all I have to say. I just wanted to speak about that. And and what really triggered this was my friend. She was saying, isn't it so beautiful how God preserve us for who he has for us, no matter what. No matter what, how much we try to fight against it. No matter what, no matter how much we try to put placeholders in there, like, destiny will play out. Destiny will be destiny regardless of how we feel about it. You know, and I look at all the times when I wanted to just be wild, right? The times that I wanted to go away on trips with gentlemen that I was dating, or the times when I wanted to do this or even have these short relationships, and God, like, blocked it, you know, in so many different ways. Like, my life is just so amazing because God, I always say God kept me from being a whore. Like, and that's just the God honest truth. Not like a whore, like sleeping around, but like fornicating. Like, God really kept me from that in so many different ways, you know. And that was just part of him tearing up my foundation I am the first one in my family to not have a child out of wedlock in my 20s. The first one to heal my mother wounds. The first one to take a different path for myself. The first one not to marry out of spite or just for finances. And it is very scary because I've never seen this done before. I've never seen a healthy marriage in my lineage. I've never seen healthy parenting ever. I come from a place where everyone is married, but nobody is happy. When I say that, like, I mean that. You know, single mothers, single fathers. Like, just so many things that's up against me. Even my own conception, you know. I was not even supposed to be here. You know, my father was not in my life growing up because my parents just did not get along. You know, it just so much trauma and abuse happened as a result of that, because I didn't really have my father there, and just healing and that making me so cold because I just wanted to protect myself, and not even thinking that I was deserving of marriage, because if to me marriage meant bondage, right? It didn't mean fruitfulness. It didn't mean peace. I didn't see a peaceful marriage. You know, it didn't mean joy. It felt like I had to be there out of obligation, which, you know, I could go on and on, but I'm doing a new thing. God is doing a new thing, and I was created this way because that new thing requires me to be out with the old. You know, I did not like it. It's been very, very hard changing that mindset. Not necessarily changing it, because I feel like I've had a different mindset, thanks to God, but walking a different path, you know. But I've been covered, and I am not letting up. I am going to walk right in the promises that God has for me. I'm going to be the excellent wife and mother that God has called me to be. You know, my children will not have to heal from trauma that I've caused. There will be peace in my home. Like, all these things I have to continue to remember, you know. So, and it all starts with me. So the stripping away, I've been working on this for well over 10 years. This ain't no, I just started to heal last week. It's been a long time coming, and it has just been me and God just walking this healing path, you know. And the people that he placed in my life in different areas to help me. But yeah, like, building a new foundation, tearing up old foundation and digging deep. I have been to the depths of healing that I don't think most people will ever tap into in their whole entire life. That pain is immense, okay? And I understand why people won't tap into it, but I had no choice. It comes to me. I don't have no choice. And I know why it comes to me. Because in order to build a new foundation, you have to go to the roots. But I'm, no matter how painful it is, I tell myself I'm willing to do it. I'm doing it for me. I'm willing to sacrifice for myself. I will never stop fighting for myself and fighting to have a better life for myself. You know, I grew up with money. Money, now that I'm older, it's not something that I chase after because I grew up with it, right? And I understand that it does not solve all of your problems. You have problems like this that money does not solve. So I'm grateful. I am really, really grateful for my journey thus far. It has been a long time coming. Back in 2015, when God told me to go be celibate right before my birthday, to now of seeing why and understanding and just knowing that God protected my womb, like, so that I would not be in the same situation I was born into. It's just such a blessing, and I'm so grateful. I'm so the gratitude that I have is just immense. It's unexplainable. It's beyond, because it, I don't even know how, like, it's just an overwhelming feeling, because who could it be but God? It has only been God, nobody else. Who could have made those blockages? Who could have stopped me? Who could have made sure that I did not get in my own way of my own destiny? Who could have changed my mindset? Like, it's only God. So, if I stay on here, I'll just keep talking. And I do not want to do that at all. I don't want to ramble. But what I will say is, every chapter of my life has blessed me in some way. And although it has been a very long, hard road for me, the fruits of my spirit is just a reflection of the work that I have done, the work that God has led me to and carried me through. You know, it's just such an ugly but beautiful journey. But I'm still grateful. I'm still blessed. I'm still honored, you know. I was thinking today, I'm like, does my future children know that I'm Caribbean? Do they know their mother is West Indian? Do they, like, are they wherever they are thinking, like, oh, like, it's about to be interesting. But, yeah, I'm grateful. I'm thankful. But that's all I had to say. I appreciate you all tuning in. Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much for listening. And I will talk to you soon, okay? Bye.